They call him Big Joe from Slater Mow. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history, Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culline.
Good morning, Big Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
We're doing good. You sound a little sleepy this morning. Did you just roll out of bed?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, I usually sleep in till 9:30, 10 o'clock. So, yeah, you guys got me up early.
Yeah,
Thanks, Joe.
So, Frank just got through telling a great story about Coach Cal. Frank, you said that you didn't think you're probably going to be doing basketball again, but Cal just has the magic touch.
Yeah, Cal, once you talk to him, you just open your pocket.
He found a way. You know, he did a little Italian. You know, I need to find a way to get Frank alone in a room. He got him alone in a room, and it was all the. You know, it was done.
he's unbelievable about it. His charisma and personality.
I think a perfect example, Joe, and you said it subtly, Frank. Cal calls Frank and wants to meet with him. He said, I'll see you in Little Rock shortly. And Frank goes, well, I'm not in Little Rock. He said, I'm over at Oaklawn. And Cal said, I'll see you in Hot Springs then. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I think Hunter Yurcheck should follow some of that direction.
Yeah, I mean, unbeknownst to me, I mean, I was a target.
Yeah.
And he was I could have been in that TAMO. And he had a pilot and a plane.
And he hit his target, right?
He came rolling in and he left me and went to Dallas to see Mr. Jones.
Boom, boom. Yeah, that's great. Joe,
Frank, you're sitting there going, what just happened?
I mean, I really just kind of, I don't know what I thought. I knew he was on a mission. That's what worried me. You know, I was ready to tell him I couldn't afford to do anything, and that went out the window.
Well, Frank's back in football and basketball, so we're in good standing. I do want to ask you too about Mika Murinen. I'm sure you've done all the other shows here on the Buzz, but for the Razorback fans in the morning that have not heard that, give us your thoughts on another 5-star from Cal. He does it again.
Well, the best thing I know about him is I know his dad. His dad played at UALR played for Coach Shields at UALR, and I used to go over and help. Before I started coaching there, I would go over and help them in practice with their big guys and stuff. He was about a 6'8 kid, his dad, but he was athletic and strong and could shoot and could move. He was very impressive young player, and then watching clips of his son, you know, that gene has passed on because his son is
a
athletic, big, put the ball on the floor. He's put on, you know, he was listed at 203 when all this stuff first started coming out, and then he had the nickname Slim Jesus.
Slim Jesus.
Like I said, somebody told me yesterday they can't wait for Chuck Barrett to say that in a game. I'd like to hear Chuck say it right now if he's there. Chuck, are you there?
Coming on to the court right now. Here he is. It's Slim Jesus.
Yeah, he's you know, Joe.
Earlier today. He's athletic.
Yeah,
he's got size. He can put the ball on the floor. Not sure. I'm sure he has. I would be shocked if he doesn't have a viable, decent jump shot. But you know, he's up to 223 pounds now, so he's aware that he needs to get stronger. And everybody, a lot of people are saying he was the best big available to come from Europe to the United States. And so it was a tremendous, you know, it's just a kind of a perfect fit for what they already had and what they needed. And so it's just a really, really, really good gift.
I've heard the argument. I shared this with the guys earlier. Since 2008, John Calipari's recruiting classes have all been in the top four. That's what, 17 years they've been in the top four. He's had nine in that time period since 2008. Nine of the 17 years he's been number one. I don't know if we've ever seen this. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been anybody that's, you know, in modern game that is recruited like he has. It just, and Frank's already said it. He's got that ability to, he's charismatic, and then he's got a track record where he tells those guys, you know, he doesn't have to fight with them over money. Just see, if you're looking for money, you can go somewhere else. He's, I'm gonna help you make money on the backside. So, yeah, the question now, Joe, can you turn that into a championship? Because remember, before the transfer portal opened, we said we needed a big man, a big man that could play in the post like Michigan had and like Arizona. You know, does it look like that's going to, you know, not happen now? I know there's a young kid they're trying to go after, a 17-year-old, but, yeah.
Yeah, David, well, first of all, those guys are few and far between. I mean, we talk about, you know, let's get a 7-foot, 250 guy that can move and can shoot and can – and, you know, we talk about them like, you know, we can, you know, roll into Frank Fletcher's and go, you know, hey, I need a 2026 7-footer. I'd like him to be about 250 to 240. And I'd like a 2-year guarantee that he stays 2 years. What do you got?
You know, right.
Then, you know, they're not, and then the ones that are there are getting priced out of the market.
Big money.
People are paying nuts up, you know, and Cal's big thing when he talks to these guys is, you know, we're not looking for you to get transactional money. We're trying to help you get transformational money. We want to try to get you to get NBA money. If you're looking just to want, you know, get a bump every year and go from school to school to school to school to school, you know, we're not your school. I want to try to get you. And then he pulls out his board. I'm sure Frank's seen it. And, you know, he shows the 36 guys that have played in the NBA and are playing in the NBA for him, and the $5 or $6 billion that they've made. And he's like looking at these kids going, this is what I'm trying to get you. You know, and if you want to, you know, if you want to nickel and dime me, you know, over this and this and this, then, you know, I'm not your guy. And so, you know, I don't think he's in love. I don't know this for a fact, but I think you see it pretty obviously. He's not in love with the portal guys. I think he knows it's something he has to do. But the portal guys are more kind of, hey, I don't know that I can play in the NBA, and I'm going to try to get mine now, which, you know, you can't blame them. Whereas, you know, these younger guys are like looking at, you know, they're wanting to play in the NBA, and they still have the dream that they want to get somebody that can get them there, and there's not a better guy out there than Cal. So I think you're seeing that, you know, kind of play out in front of us.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Joe, obviously you have two locations for your Corky's restaurant. One is down the street here from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and one is in West Little Rock. So I'll obviously go by in there and say hello to Joe and buy some good barbecue. Today's National Larry Day, and, you know, we said right off the bat, you know, you've got to say, because you played with him, Larry Bird. I was trying to think, Roger, where do you think – there's only one, yes – where would you rank Larry Bird? Now, you know, Frank and Zippy, Joe has played with some of the biggest names in the history of the game. Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry Bird, all those. Where would you rank Larry Bird? Would he be, in the guys you played against, would he be third behind Kareem and Jordan, or would he be second ahead of Kareem and Jordan? How would that go? Just, and I'm guessing. I have no idea. I'm guessing.
Oh, man. I mean, when all those guys, you know, I didn't really get to play against Kareem when he was Kareem.
His prime.
I mean, he was kind of I played against him, I think, the last 3 years he was in the league. But he was still amazing. But he wasn't a dominant player. He was a great, great piece on a great, great team. But, I mean, he's still, you know, just trying to guard that sky hook and stuff. I mean, it was comical, you know, trying to put a game plan. But, you know, when Larry was healthy, he was as good as anybody that's ever played. You know, I mean, the difference between Michael and a lot of guys is that, you know, Michael missed, I think, his second year in the league, maybe his first year when he broke his foot, and he missed the whole year. But after that, Michael never missed games, and that to me because he was playing 40 minutes a game. It's not like he was a role player.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, he carried the burden every night for every team, and he played every game. I mean, the last 3 years of his career, he missed one exhibition game. So I think his durability and his performance never wavered. He was always there. He was a great player right to the end. He didn't fall off. I mean, he makes the shot and the, you know, forget the Wizards. I know he went back to Washington, but that was
right.
I think he went to happy hour one night in Washington, and somebody convinced him to go to the Wizards. I mean, but, you know, that doesn't count. But his last team, you know, he makes the defensive play and makes the shot on the last team in his last game to win the title. And I mean, you know, so, I mean, to me, there's no comparison to him. But I'm just telling you, Larry Bird, and I mean, you see the highlights come up on you, on all your stuff. I mean, Larry Bird could dominate a game and take 10 shots, and he would dominate the game. Now, there's nobody in the Magic Johnson was like that. Larry was like that. Michael had to shoot. Michael wasn't a facilitator. Larry and Magic, they could take over a game and have a triple double and take 10 shots. And that to me was, you know, Magic Johnson to me is the most underrated superstar. I mean, we all talk about, you know, all these guys are the greatest of all time. Magic Johnson went to 9 conference finals. I mean, not conference finals, NBA finals in like 12 years.
Yeah, 9 NBA finals.
in 12 years. I mean, he was, I mean, and you never hear him.
We don't talk about him.
Don't even mention him as one of the greatest of all time. He didn't even get a blurb. And he was transformational as a player, and he was a great player, and nobody ever really, when they talk about LeBron and Michael and LeBron, and nobody, I mean, nobody even says, "Well, what do you think about Magic in that?" What, you know, I can't imagine. I don't understand how come he's never even mentioned. He's not the greatest of all time, but
he Magic
needs to be in the conversation.
Magic never gets brought up in the GOAT conversation, but I think he is consensus ranked in the top 5 of all time. I think most people have him top 5. Because
if you go back and look at what he did in his career, there's one guy who matches it, or passes it, and that's Michael Jordan. One guy.
And he did get some good luck going to the Lakers that had, you know, the best player in the league on their team. But
Kareem.
Hey, Joe, real quick, a young man by the name of Steve Brown is asking me to ask you a question, so I'll ask it. Of course, he's wanting to know, do you think that Cal, with all these guys that he's putting in the NBA, will he go to them? Now, he's not going to do anybody at Kentucky to give him money here. Would he go to a place, if he's been here for several years, and go to Darius Acuff or some of those players and go, look, I got you in the NBA. You graduated from where I am right now. Would you mind, you know, contributing to the NIL? Is that crazy talk, or is that an interesting thing to think about?
No, I don't think it's crazy talk. I don't know that Cal would do that. I could see I could see his players. I could see if Cal, if they felt Cal was in need, I think his players are extremely loyal to him.
I read a
tweet somewhere that Halliburton, who played at Iowa State, they were getting ready to play Kentucky this year in the NCAA tournament. He says, he's with the Pacers, but he was hurt. And he says, "Yeah, I'm talking to all my because Iowa State beat him." He says, "I'm talking to all my Kentucky guys. I'm talking trash to them, but he says it doesn't matter anymore because he said they're all Arkansas guys now because Cal's not at Kentucky anymore." His players are very loyal to him. So, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I wouldn't be surprised if it's already happened.
It is cool, Frank, that there is a connection with Joe, that Joe did play for Cal for a cup of tea not very long, but it's cool to have that connection.
He's asked me for money since I'm a former player, and Frank, I sent him a gift card.
You're a smart man.
Well done, Joe. That's a veteran move.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you at one of your Corky's locations. Have a good one, buddy.
See you, Joe.